Yeah, okay, so just to quickly review from yesterday and a move to today. So the Gemara wants to know, is that, again, you have this general principle. We're on in the middle of the page. So so you have this thing that... so the halacha is that in general you say, vayavera, your shlichas doesn't work. Okay, vayavera, you don't have shlichas. Because ain't shlichas vayavera. So if I tell someone to vayavera for me, it's his avera, it's not my avera. But there's one exception is mi'ila. So mi'ila is an exception. If you have hektish and you tell a person to use your thing, which is hektish, so the halacha is that his shlichas works and it's... you do say shlichas. The question is why? So Gemara says, because you learn out chait from Shuma. It's a Gezer Shava. It says the word chait by Shuma. It says the word chait by Me'ila. So it they're compared just like by Shuma, shliach works so too by Me'ila. So the Rosh says, what kind of thing is this? But you can't compare. It's true, you compare Truma and Me'ila by many things, but here one's a mitzvah, one's a vera. And there's a clear principle is that there's shlichas by mitzvah and there's no shlichas by vera. So there's no svar at all to compare them in that regard, because you know, again, that's a call. There's mitzvah is mitzvah, that you can't have there's shlichas there, but a vera, you simply you don't have an agency by vera. So the Tos Rosh says, no, that really it's a svara. It's logical to compare the two in this regard, that they both have shlichus. But and it happens to be, it's an avera. It's a memela, it's an avera. So we said, and I think we were talking yesterday, Havim Yoskan. I don't think it's like a real Havim Yoskan. I think Tosus, it's a question, and using his question-answer form, Tosus is bringing out the idea, which is that we said is that, see, if on the surface, you look at Me'ila as an Avera, and you look at Truma as a Mitzvah, and they're two totally different things, and they happen to be, there's a Gezer Shava, which compares the two, so it says you can compare them, if that's the case, then you can compare them vis-a-vis certain properties, accidental properties of one or the other. But you can't take you can't make a Mitzvah an Avera, and Avera a Mitzvah, so Me'ila is an Avera, and there's no such thing as Shlichus by Avera, and Truma is a Mitzvah, and there is Shlichus by Mitzvah, so how do you just compare, shift properties from one to the other, two totally different institutions. So his answer is no, that's a mistake. It's not just pshat that they're one's mitzvah, one's avera, but the Torah happens to make a comparison. But he says that both of them are not really primarily mitzvah and avera, but they're both institutions in the world of kachim. The world of kachim pre-exists, so to speak, iser and hatter, mitzvah and iser. But rather, it's the world of Kachim, and the world of Kachim is designations of a chafza, and Me'ila, Truma creates the designation of the object, and Me'ila breaks the designation of the object. And they're opposite processes. And it's the Hekesh is that, since they're opposite processes, there are similarities between these two processes. One similarity, just like one of them could be with a Shliach, so too the other one could be with a Shliach. And their primary existence of both Me'ila and Truma is in the world of Kachim, in the world of Korbanos, in which case the Torah set up an equation that the halacha should be parallel to reflect the dual institution, that there are two sides of the same thing. Now it happens to be, in theory, it could have been that Me'ila wasn't Asar. See, that's what I think is like you could have imagined Me'ila's not Asar. So you can never imagine Chazar wouldn't, a pig wouldn't be Asar. Because if it weren't Asar, then there wouldn't be in the Torah, there wouldn't be an institution called pig. There's no such, of course, pig is, by its very definition, avera. And if pig wasn't an avera, then you wouldn't have anything about pig in the Torah. So, but Me'ila, even if Me'ila weren't Asar, you could still talk about Me'ila, because Me'ila is a process of undermining the designation of an object of Hashem. And that's a process. Now, the Torah came along and placed the Nisr on top of that. And placed the Mitzvah on top of a Truma. But primarily, these are institutions which have nothing to do with Mitzvah and Avera. They're institutions of Kachin. And in that framework, because of that framework, shlichus should apply. Now, it happens to be that Me'ila is an Avera. So that's what I'm saying, is that the Gezer Shava tells you that the mechanism of shlichus is operative because the primary nature of Truma and Me'ila is going to take precedence and is going to determine that the shlichus does work. And the fact that it's an Avera and you're going to end up having a shliach by Avera is overridden. And the Torah, even though you don't have any evidence in general, categorically, the Torah sets up shlichus by Avera. But here, this Avera, although it's an Avera, and although there's a svar, there are Talmud, the Torah extends the concept of shlichus, which exists in the Torah, to Me'ila. Okay, I think a good example, maybe as an example, which I'd have to look into to pursue. But if you, let's take I'm using this for example's sake. It might be true, it might not be true, but I think it will help clarify the idea. It's like ona'a. Ona'a is a phenomenon of business. When you do business, you sell someone something, you can't overcharge them. And overcharging is more than a sixth or more over the going price. So that's an idea. It's a type of business, deal, which is asr. Okay, it's asr to do ona'a. It's asr to do that type of purchase. So now, if I ask you ona'a, I'd say ona'a is primarily an if you ask me like a let's say a sale of something for more than one sex. If you don't say what is going on here, you'd say, well, primarily what's going on here is a purchase. Now it happens to be this purchase the Torah said is prohibited. You're not allowed to do this kind of purchase. But the if you have to say what essentially this isn't like a maisa avera. Essentially, it's a maisa of a kinyan. Of a sale, which the Torah said this type of sale is prohibited. As opposed to, let's say, eating pig. Eating pig is a maisa avera, through and through. There's no reality to eating pig besides for the fact the Torah says you're not allowed to eat pig. You know, but in ona'a is a detail of the world of Choshen Mishpat. Choshen Mishpat is a mechira, has a million halachas, has a whole world, a whole structure of halachas about sales. And this is one instance of a sale, but now this sale is it happens to be the Torah Aser. So you could have asked again. This is what I'd like to look into. But you could imagine saying that you say the shlichas work by Ona. If I sell something using my agent, to sell something for overpriced, you know, I use eBay to use my shliach. Let's say I don't know whatever to sell something for over the market value, something like that. So you'll say, is it my sale? So in theory, you say, well, in Shel Avera, it's not my sale. There's no shlichus. But you'll say, no, but and that's a sale. It's not an Avera, it's a sale. And since shlichus works by sales. Now, I happens to be, there's an Avera, that's true. So this sale, the Torah super added that when you do a sale, which the profit or ratio is greater than six, then Torah says, you know, that's awesome. But you could imagine that's different than something whose very underlying nature is avera. This is something where the action is primarily an action of business, but the Torah says this type of business transaction is aser. But you could say, does shlichus work on this thing? Well, it's a business transaction, so it works on business transactions. So it does work on this one, and the fact that there's a super added iser isn't going to stop that. Again, I didn't look into it to me. But the same thing here I'm saying is that essentially this is karbon. This is karbon. Milah's decision of karbonos, kachim, designation of objects. Now the Torah could have said that's mutter. It didn't say it's mutter. It said it's aser. But primarily it's an institution of designation and shlichos. Whether shlichos works or not, the Torah is saying since in the underlying institution shlichos works, and the fact that avera isn't going to make the Torah decide to stop the Torah from allowing shlichos. If there were no, like you can say like this, if there were no such thing as a designation of the chafta, there would be no such thing. This wouldn't be asar. Okay, what's the asar? The asar is to break the designation of the chafta, right? So obviously that means that what's more primary is the designation of the chafta. But if there would be no such thing as the asar, there could still be the designation of the chafta, and it could still be breaking the designation of the chafta. So you see, the isser is building upon, it's an isser which exists, presuming the designation of the chafza. And the isser is to be involved with the designation of the chafza.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying it's not a real havmin. It makes sense. It has to be that the milah is the designation of the chafza is primary. Those is not a real havmin. Those havmin is just drawing out, there's a mitzvah, how you compare the two. But he says, no, that's not the idea. The idea is that they're two sides of the Gzer Shava is saying these are flip sides of the same institution. And that's the Gzer Shava. It is equating them as being one process involved in the world of Kachim. And that framework teaches you that Shlichus applies. So now, you'll say Avera? That's Mamela. I mean, it could have been that even if it's primarily that, doesn't necessarily mean Shlichus is going to have to apply. That's because of Gzer Shava. I mean, that even if it's Kachim, doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to have to work. But the Gzer Shava is teaching you that these things should be equated. Okay, fine. So where are we at? So that's that. Oh, so now the Gemara says, so bottom line is, even if you'll tell me Mi'ilah is primarily an institution of Kachim, of designation of the object, and you'll say Truma, creating designation works using a shliach. The Torah still could have said that, wait a second, Mi'ilah is an Avera. And when it comes to Averos, the Torah doesn't allow for shliach. You're going to tell a guy, could be a messenger and listen to a human being who tells him to do an Avera as opposed to Hashem? Torah is a rule. In general, Torah does not allow shlichus by Avera. So it's very nice that that shliach naturally should work by Mi'ilah. But since it's overlaid with an Esser, so the Torah could have prevented it. The Avera could have been ma'akev the shlichus. But the Lima teaches that's not true. The Torah that teaches is not true. Rather, even though it's an Avera, still the shlichus will make me an Avarion. Even though I didn't do anything, it will make the guy who did the Mi'ilah, who did the action, innocent, and the guy who sent him will make him an Avarion. So the mechanism of shlichus is applying to Avera. So the Gemara says, so now you could say Binyanav. The Gemara says, so why don't you learn out from the Ilas, from this institution, that since you have one Avera which the Torah posits shlichus, so now you see that shliach isn't just limited to Mamonis, isn't to Mitzvah, but it also extends into Avera. So now I'll tell you, the Binyanav will teach you that you have a right to generalize and say, it's true, we know Mi'ilah because of the fact that Mi'ilah came about, it's a unique type of institution, and we have a special limit here. But now, through Binyanav, you should have a right to, unless you could show me why I shouldn't, but where it says Binyanav, Nelef, Mina, learn from here that all of Eros should have shlichus. So it's like we talked about before, and like the idea is like you see that there's a conflict in shlichus d'var avera. You see, for instance, Beishama held arguably that there is shlichus d'var avera, because he said that on the one hand, shlichus, the natural logic of shlichus should really extend to everything. Kol tar kula should extend to avera. This is an effect. It should extend to avera, mitzvah, mamonis. But there's an argument, there's a counter argument saying the Torah doesn't want to be matir and eser, and there's a divra adira talmud. So Torah has to decide, and you have to go with what the Torah do. And we have to go subordinate to the limudim here. So now what's saying is that once you see that there is an avera, that the Torah did not hold its line, but you see the Torah does have an avera in which shlichus applies, so then now you could say it's only one exception. Or you could say that it's based upon this is a paradigm of really the way in avera it always does. So that's the principle of Binyanav, is that when you're faced with those two choices, you have a right to assume that it's a universal. That's the Yomidos, is that when you have whenever you have a halacha by one thing, you could always say, look, it's due to a particular of that one thing. But the principle of Binyanav is that you have a right to assume, unless you could show me some pircha or some counter argument to why not, you have a right to assume that you do extend it. And the burden of proof is on you to show me that you don't extend it, which the Gemara is gonna do. But in theory, once you show me that you have a class called Avera, and within that class you have one thing, Mi'ilah, which is an Avera, it's true, it has other existence and all that, fine. It's good ideas of why the Torah is positing. But once the Torah teaches it to you, using the Yud Gimel Midos, again, not by the logic of Mi'ilah that can't apply to anything else, but by the Yud Gimel Midos, you should derive that the Torah extended Mi'ilah, extended Shlichus to all Averos. Why? Not because of the Mi'ilah logic, but because naturally Shlichus should apply by everything. And the Talmud didn't stop it. Now you could say really the Rav does stop it, but this is one exception. But then that's a principle of Binyanav, that you don't have to assume a particular is an exception unless you have evidence for that that's the case. And there's a good svar to say it will be by everything. You just don't. There's no svar to say it can't be. It's just that you don't have a precedent. But now you have precedent. So what I'm saying is you should extend it. The facts for further. Okay, so the Gemara says no, you can't learn out. It says Mishun Nave Mi'ilo V'Shlichus Yad Shneksu V'Monke Achad V'Chol Shneksu V'Monke Achad Ein Malandem. So you can't, because you learn, because Mi'ilo and Shlichus Yad are really two institutions, both of which are two exceptions where the Torah is an exception. It says two averos where the Torah teaches you separately that Shlichus works. This is on the bottom, 15 lines on the bottom. So two institutions where the Torah tells you, even though they're Averos, Shlichus works. So the principle is, that that if it's a binyanav, so you say you have one thing, she'll teach you that it applies to the whole category. But then if the Torah tells you two things, so you say, well, why did Torah tell you by both of them? And Torah could have just told you by one. So it must be because it won't say these two are really exceptions to the rule, but the rule really is the other way. So Mi'ila, we know. Mi'ila just talked about. He says, Shlichas Yad Mahi. What is this Shlichas Yad? So Ditanya. Al Kol Devar Pesha, Beishamay Omrim, L'chayev Al Machshava Kemaisa. So Al Kol Devar Pesha is... Okay, so the halacha is talking about by a shomer. So if a guy is watching his friend's stuff, let's say he's a shomer chinam, so he's watching stuff for free, so if the thing gets stolen, so he's pater. Okay, he's exempt if it gets stolen. So he's watching it for free. So that's assuming, unless the guy was sholeach yad b'machas re'eh, which means if you're a shomer, you're watching his thing, and then you use the item, so then... Or you do something to it. Shlichas yad, you send your hand against the object, so then you take on all responsibility for the object. Okay, so once you somehow put your hand to the object, so then you take on responsibility. So that's called shlichas yad. Okay, that's in shlichas yad. So the Rambam is in Gezela. Gezela, I think it's Gimel Yud Aleph, is that? Second, so Shlichas Yad is Yud. It's Gzela Gimel Yud Aleph. Oh, that's Kaneva. So Gzela Gimel Yud Aleph, Rama says. So it says, Hashalech Yad B'Pikadam. Gzela Veda Gimel Yud Aleph. So if you send your hand against the Pikadam, against something, object, which is in your Rishos, whether you do it yourself, or if you do it with a shliach, so you're a gazlan and it's chayiv be'onsav, and you're chayiv in any, even because normally if you're a shomer, then if something by accident, something out of your control happens, so you're not responsible. But once you send your hand against it, then you take on responsibility. So you're a gazlan. V'nasis like zeilu b'rishusok, you didn't call a gazlan. Okay, so basically, once you if you're a shomer and you send your hand against the object, that's considered stealing. Okay, it's a form of stealing. Is that if you're a shomer, you're watching his item and you send your hand against it, whatever that means. So it says, what is this? So then more says, the Rambam says, chishev l'sholach yad b'kadon. If you think about it, so what if you just think alone? You don't do anything. You just think, I'm gonna take this object. So ein chay v'achriyusa. You don't take on responsibility. Ad sheyishlach yad. Until you actually send your hand against it. And once you send your hand against it, you're chayev, even though you didn't damage it at all. Or you just simply pick it up from one place to another place in order to send your hand against it. So then you're chayev. Because shlichas yad doesn't have to diminish the value of it. So again, so what do you have to do? And it's simply if you pick it up within your arashos in order to send your hand against it, which is still vague. It's not clear what it means even. What are you doing? That's fine. That's part of shomer. But if you're picking it up in order to do something to it, okay, kedei l'shoch v'yad, which again isn't clear what it is, that you're chayev. Okay, and that's shloch yad, and that's a gazel, and that's type of a gazela. Okay, so the question is, one question, what's this? It's a funny kind of gazela. Gzela normally means you go and you steal something from a guy. Here, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, you're just picking it up and moving it across the room or whatever for the intent of taking it. You didn't take it yet. You didn't do damage. You didn't do anything yet. So the whole thing is funny. What's shlichas yad? But the Gemara says, so the Gemara brings down machlokas. Al kol devar pesha beishamim lechayv al machshava kamaisa. Because the point is, al kol devar pesha. Devar is like words of pesha. So this is teaching you that machshava itself, Machshava, thinking itself is considered. The Rambam says not, because Rambam pounds on the Yisrael. Veshamei holds thinking itself is considered gzeila. It's considered shlichas yad. The Rashi says, Machshava ala divor shem omar ochishe l'shlich yad v'kotan har yu v'rshusa me'os v'shava eilach v'tchai v'chol onsen shi'alabo. So in other words, at that moment that you think that you're going to take it, so now it's in your rishus to be chai for any damages. Even though you're shomachinim, you really wouldn't be chayiv and onsim. But once you do shlichus, once you think about it, so then think to take it, so then you're chayiv. That's the vesel. That's vesham. Vesel omrein chayiv at shishilch v'yad. You have to actually send your hand. Shnei v'lo shalach yado. You have to actually send your hand. So the question is, what's that machlokas? You have funny machlokas. Is could you have this gezela through thinking, or you have to actually pick it up and move it across the room? Either way, I mean, you're not doing that much to it. There's, by the way, there's machlokas, there's another machlokas, hopefully we'll take up the Amoraim, is whether according to Beis Hillel you have to actually damage it or not. I mean, you can look at the Ram brings it down, you can look at the Nosakim. But I'd like to take that up also. See, either you say just the Machshava alone, or you have to pick it up and move it, or you have to actually damage it.
Does it have anything to do with
who says it? Here, it's machlokas Gemara and the Gemara. This is the Ram reason, it's Gemara Mem Dalav and Al. So, Pasik Ipsak, so I know you have to look in the word Mendalad. But it's Machlokas Amorayim, the Kemal Mishnah brings it down about whether or not you're chayev if you don't damage it, but you just move it across the room in order to be Shalayach Yad. It's not clear. Does it mean in order to damage it? Does it mean in order to use it? I mean, it's a little bit vague. But so I like to what's the Machlokas, but it's one of the Amorayim. It's Machlokas Amorayim, what Beis Hillel means. That he says you have to do Shalayach Yad, but does it mean that you have to damage it, or does it mean that you have to just to move it with the intent to damage it? So that's Machlokas Amoraim. You know, so I'd like to take that up. But I mean, before we do that, I think we should take up the primary question is, does thought itself work, or just moving it? But I mean, itself, the whole thing sounds crazy. Oh, yeah, that's Gzela, to think it? I mean, what kind of Gzela is that? Take responsibility. I mean, presumably it's Gzela also. I mean, let's talk about Gzela. I mean, Shlichus Yad is a type of Gzela. It comes under Gzela. Reza Gazlan. So, I mean, you could say, according to Beis Shammai, it won't mean that you're a Gazlan, but you just take on responsibility. But presumably the reason why you take on responsibility is because of the Gzela. Okay, so let's just go a little further in Pshat. But that's the first thing I want to take up. What's this whole institution of Shlichus Yad? It's a funny institution. It's a funny type of Gzela.
Yeah.
No, for sure not. No, it definitely doesn't mean, if I have a mind, if I think that I'm going to steal your thing, it's not Gzela. It's not anything. It's talking about because it's your shomer on his thing, and you decide that you're gonna steal it, or you're gonna be shalach yad. But that's I mean, right? Definitely has to do with that. But still, it's funny. I mean, what's thinking? Like you said, dvaran shalevi and dvaran. But I mean, the whole thing is dvaran shalevi is like when you're doing a kinyan, it's a different type of thing. Here, you're just not even doing anything. I mean, what are you just thinking? I mean, think a thought is just in your head. Okay, so I mean, that's what he's saying. So then it says, how does Beis Shammai explain it? It says Shalach Yado, which means you send your hand. It says Dvar sounds like speech. So Shiachol Ainli Elamkin Hu, Elahu, Amaladu Shukhmanayin, Tamalomar, call Dvar Pesha. So Beis Hillel learns that Dvar means it works through Dibor. You have to do an action. No, it means I could appoint the Shliach through Dibor, and then he'll do it, and then I'm going to be chayiv. No, Beis Hillel.
So what do you mean, like, Dibor?
I think this is, how does Dvar include, maybe it's because I'll call?
Right.
It's funny, because Beis Shammai learned from Dvar, like Dibor. Mm-hmm. But it says, Beis Hillel learning from Dibor, or is he just learning to call Dvar? Maybe it just means I'll call Dvar Pasha. It means it's like anything. So including even Shlichus.
Because you don't have to be
even told. Yeah. So, fine. So the punchline of this Gemara is, so you see, according to Beis Hillel, you see that Shlichus Yad works through Shliach. So this is an Avera. You see it's an Avera, and you see Shlichus works. So this is your second case. You have Me'ilah as an Avera and Shlichus works, and Shlichus Yad as an Avera and Shlichus works. So that's Shnei Sivim HaKachod. Once the Torah tells you you can accept two exceptions, you see apparently there's a rule. They're not to set up a rule. The rule could have been set up just by one. But it must mean, no, the rule is against, is not, but these are exceptions. So I'd like to explain, just like we did by Me'ilah, just explain the sense of having the exception. What's the sense of this being an exception? You know, and how does it fit in? Presumably it should fit into our understanding of the Sugya, into Shlichus Yad. I mean, I don't think you can understand that unless you understand a little bit about Shlichus Yad. So that's what I want to do. I'm trying to get a little bit into this. What is Shlichus Yad? And how could you have a Gzeilma? And let's try to take Machlokes Beis Shammai. If you finish that, you can take the Amoraim, the Machlokes Amoraim, whether you have to be Mechaser, and whether Shlichus works, or another Limud.